Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week, we're taking a look at four more doors in every home. These are the ones that you yourself installed with good intentions, yet you allow people into your home through these doors that you would never invite through your front door. And today we conclude with the CD player. Long gone are the days when records could only be played through loudspeaker systems that could be heard by everyone in the house. Modern technology has not only shrunk the size of the players, it's created a totally digital medium that allows adults and teens alike to compile their own CD of favorites and even burn multiple copies to distribute to friends. And the advent of internet media puts any type of music at the fingertips of any tech-savvy teen. Now, it would be one thing if us parents could hear everything our kids were listening to, but because the size of the speakers has shrunk down to what we now call headphones, we can't. Now, you may be thinking, my little angel would never listen to any music that would compromise their Christianity. Well, that very well may be. But do you remember what peer pressure was like when you were in school? One kid will get hooked on really bad material. And what does he do next? He gives copies to all of his friends and says, hey, you gotta check this out. Next thing you know, your child is sitting in his room listening to lyrics that would make your blood boil. How could this material possibly make its way into our safe homes? Through the wide open door of the CD player. Now, this same door can open up an endless supply of Christian music as well. Years ago, when I felt that our kids' choice of music was getting out there a little bit too far, we took them to the Christian bookstore and told them that they could buy any Christian music they wanted. We even called their older cousins and asked what was cool and contemporary. The results were very positive. They were hooked on the new Christian bands, and they never went back. You may think that your home only has two entryways, but hopefully this series of programs has opened your eyes to the impact people can have on your children when they enter through four more doors: the television, the internet, the telephone, and the CD player. May God give you the wisdom to be effective gatekeepers in your homes. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.